Tell you the parshas from Shmos. They're choshev. And until now we learned Chumash Bereishis. We learned Maisa Ovisim and the Bonim. But the Ovis spelled a vek. These are the simonim, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael in the David Davis. Now we're going into the Sefer from Shmois, Sefer from Geula. Klal Yisrael was Avodim in Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim. Sorry, that was the Geula. Ramban, interesting, the Ramban in the Hakadoma, the Parsha Tehum Shmois, says that when was it considered that Klal Yisrael was out of Geula? When was it considered that Klal Yisrael?
The rabbi said.
Okay, leave it. Leave it. When was it considered that Klal Yisrael was when the Geula took place, they were out of Golus from the Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, when they came to Hasina, you would think also the Ramban, when they came to Hasina, you know, Makabal Torah, when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, when they came, when they got the Tzivah to build the Mishkan, when they built the Mishkan, and the Shekhinah, the Shoyer in the Mishkan, the Shekhinah came down to live with us in the Mishkan, that's when Klal Yisrael was out of Golus. Considered they were out of Golus. The Shaila, why? Punkt then. What does the Mishkan have to do with being out of Golus? Is it's like this? Explain it up here, Gemara. Gemara says in Shabbos. Gemara says there's an Isser Stira on Shabbos. We say a building, right? To take apart a building on Shabbos. It's awesome. And Gemara says that's only when it's Stira al Manat Livnos. When you're taking apart Al-Manas, you're going to rebuild it. Frek the Gemara Shaila, what do you mean? In Bimkoyma. So Astira, Al-Manas, Libnus, Bimkoyma. When you're Tzoysa, when you take it apart Al-Manas, you're going to rebuild it in that place. Frek the Gemara Shaila, what do you mean? Where are we going to learn from? The Mishkan. The Mishkan they used to take apart, and they used to travel and go build it in another place. So how is the Malacha only when you rebuild it in that place? Answer the Gemara. That's different because that was Al-Pi HaDibur. Because that was Al-Pi HaDibur, the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to take it apart and build it there. That was Al-Pi HaDibur. So therefore it's considered as if it was so it was taken apart and rebuilt in the same place. Roses. Built in the same place. Why is that called Al-Pi HaDibur? Makes it that it was built in the same place. Says the Chaim Shmulevitz a marshal, a Moedic a marshal, unbelievable marshal. He says if a person is in America one day, or England, for that sake, and he gets on a plane and he travels to Eretz Yisrael. What did he say? Yesterday, I was in Chutz La'aretz. Today, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I changed places. Over a baby, which is in his mother's arms. Ask the baby, so the baby can talk. Ask the baby. Where were you yesterday? In my mother's arms. Where are you today? In my mother's arms. Says El Bazach. He's been claiming. He's in the same place to him. Klal Yisrael, when they're with the Shekhinah, that's when they're considered out of Golos. It doesn't matter where they are in the world. Out of Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, outside Eretz Yisrael, inside Eretz Yisrael. When a person lives with the Shekhinah, considered out of Golus. And that's the Pshat Ramban. Klal Yisrael, we know there were times they were in Golus, out of Golus. But a person has to look himself, a person has to look at himself. Is he in Golus? Is he out of Golus? A person feels lost. Everybody has this question, why does everybody always turn to religion? Why do people find happiness in religion? You know, there's enjoy happiness, the time enjoy happiness, is value-based happiness. Value-based happiness is, goes on for a long time. And it could even go on forever if we have the right values. Right? Enjoying happiness, enjoyment, right, only lasts a certain amount of time. I had a good time last night, and now it's morning again, and I'm waiting for tonight so I can have just a bit of time to have last night. But it's not value-based happiness. What brings value-based happiness? Sayyid. A Yid lives with the Rebbeinu Shalom. He has a certain contentness to him. It's not contentness. He's out of goals. He's out of goals. He's Mushlam. Mushlam in English. Fulfilled. He has fulfillment. He's complete. There's a lashon over here very interesting in the pasuk. Vayikra melech Mitzrayim l'mayaldois vayemer lohen madu asisen hadover hazeh v'techayena es hayelodim. Paro wanted all the boys should be killed, right? He went to the two midwives of Klal Yisrael, he told them, kill the kids, right? The second they come out, make like it was a miscarriage, whatever, and kill them. Make like they're stillborn, it's called, right? Make like it's a stillborn, kill the babies when they come out. The midwives listened to Paro, Radanisht. The midwives didn't listen to Paro. And Paro got upset. But it says in the Pasuk, "Vatir'ena ha-meyaldois eso ha-eloikim, v'loi osu ka'asher diber aleihem melech Mitzrayim, v'techayeno es ha-yelodim." They let the kids live. Over here, later on, where it says the schar from the Mialdish, right? This was Yecheved and Miriam again, right? They got schar. Vayehi ki yoru haMialdish esar elikim vayas lahem botim. They got schar that they had botim. Now she says, what does it mean vayas lahem botim? The schar was botim kuhuna v'leviyah umalchus shekriyin botim. From Yecheved came out the kuhuna. Kohen and Levi came out from Yecheved, right? The Moshe and Aaron came out from Chavet, and Miriam came at Malchus. From Miriam came at Malchus. Why were they zeicher to this? Says the pasuk. The pasuk says the Feirish. What is it? Vayehi ki yoru hamiyaldois eser elokim vayas lahem bot. Because they were yore elokim, because they feared the Rebbeinu Shleimer, they got but they got their scha, they got their reward. The pasuk should say, because they let the children live, they got tzcha. What's he going to say that? Ki yoru hamiyaldos. Because they were yoru shomayim, that's what they got. A person is not judged by his mice and his actual actions, what he does, but the kavana from the action. Some people, sometimes it appears, they're big tzaddikim. Very good people. But their kavana is not right. They're not doing it out of Yorei Shemayim. They have their own personal interests. So we have a Karas HaTov. We'll get to the Inyonim of a Karas HaTov. But the Rebbeinu Shleim knows the others. The Abish to look for the person, what his kavana is. We see by Avimelech, and Avram Avinu came down to Avimelech, and he lied to him. He said, "Sir, was a sister." Avimelech took Sir. Then Avimelech was punished. He went back to Avram. "What'd you do? What'd you lie?" He asked him, "What'd you see here that made you lie to me?" What did Avram Avinu answer him?
"I
saw ki ein yorei elokim. I saw there's no yorei shamayim over here." So there's no Yerushalayim. Once there's no Yerushalayim, anything goes. Ah, you see, he was so nice to him, and he was, so you think he changed, all of a sudden became Yerushalayim, and he was nice to him. He had his own personal interest, that's why he was nice to him. Yerushalayim, a person that's emes Yerushalayim, that's when you get the schar. The Mialdois, it wasn't the pshat they let the babies live. Maybe they were going to let the babies, but because they felt bad for the babies. Never. They're about to give birth. They look at this mother. She's giving birth to this baby. Never. I don't have a heart to kill a baby. I'm going to kill him anyway. Then the baby comes out. See this cute little face. Not so cute right when they're born. But see this cute little face. I can't. I just can't do it. That's not your shaman. That's guilt. I feel guilty. You can't kill. For that, they wouldn't have gotten stuck. For that, they wouldn't have gotten tzchah. It's because they did, because they were Yerush Shemayim, and they got tzchah. See the singing also by Avraham Avinu. They asked by Avraham Avinu, by the Akedah, what was the grace of Zach from the Akedah? Avraham Avinu, welcome. Avraham Avinu, yeah, he already went through 9 tests. Yeah, he went through 9 tests for the Akedah. Now the first test was, that he was thrown into the Kivshan Esh. He was a 3-year-old boy. He was willing to be thrown into fire for the Rebbeinu Shalom. That was his test. Ended up, Abraham made a nace, and he was there for 3 days. He walked around over there, and he ate the papers in the fire. It was wild like a nace, and everybody came to watch. Unbelievable. He didn't know that Abraham was going to do that to him. He was willing to get thrown into the fire. Now, many years later, of Avodas Hashem, and being connected with the Rebbeinu Shalom, talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Eved Shalom tells him, go kill your son. Okay, it's a very drastic thing to do, but Lamaisa, years and years ago, before he knew the Rebbeinu Shalom so well, he was willing to get thrown into the Kivshan Esh. So why now? Eved Shalom told you, I didn't really want to do that, but Rebbeinu Shalom says to do, I got to do. What's the big test? Eved Shalom told him, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you have to shecht your son. What was the grace in his signs in the Akedah? What was Avraham Avinu showing the world by the Akedah? The pshat is Avraham Avinu was the biggest Baal Chesed. Anybody know he was the biggest Baal Chesed? Why was Avraham Avinu the biggest Baal Chesed in the world? So people could say he was a nice guy. He sees a guy walking on the street, he's starving, he's thirsty. So yeah, he feels that I gotta give this guy a drink, I gotta give this guy something to eat. Not only is Avodas Hashem, he sees the guy, he's hungry, he feels bad for the guy. That was light. Light had Rachmanis on the people. Light that brought in the Malach and he had Rachmanis on them. It wasn't Chesed. Rachmanis. He felt guilty for his own guilt. He brought them in. So let's say everybody says, and everyone's going to decide to say, Avraham Avinu, you think he's an Eved Hashem? He's a nice guy. He was born that way. Maybe his father and his grandfather and his great grandfather were like that. It's in the genes. I wasn't born that way. I'm not expected to be a nice guy. This, the Akedah, was Midas Achzorius. It was Punkt Faket from Avraham Avinu. Now the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to show the world, you want to see Avraham Avinu is not just a nice guy? I'm going to show you he can do the most disgusting act, Shaykh, for the world. He's going to take his son, he's going to shecht him for me. That's the Raya and Avraham Avinu's Ganta Avodah, that it was all Avodah Hashem. His Chesed, his MS, everything was Avodah Hashem. It was his Yerush Shemayim that led him to it. The Miyaldis let the babies live. It wasn't because they felt bad for the babies. Why were they rewarded? Vayehi ki yoru ha-Miyaldis ha-Selekim Vayasu ha-Botim. Why were they zeichet to this reward of Botim? Because they feared Hashem. Not because of the mice that they did. The mice was a tzitzah. A person has to know sometimes it's good to practice good behavior, good acts. I'm not saying everybody should all of a sudden become a guy. But a person has to check himself to make sure his good deeds are coming from Yerush Shemayim, doing it for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And then you're going to see a good deed, a bad deed, it doesn't make a difference. It's Yerush Shemayim to live with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then a person is, like we said before, out of Golus. He's out of Golus. He's with the Shechina, with the Rebbeinu Shalom. I do what he says. We have to, like we always say, that famous advertisement when I was a kid. We're kosher. We have to answer to an even higher authority. There was a kosher hot dog. They weren't so kosher. But there was a kosher hot dog advertised. I have to answer to a higher authority. We have to look in the Torah to look to see what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us. Not what's right, what's wrong, what appears right. That's not very civilized, Rabbi. It's not the way we do things. Harry had a whole plan. If you look in the sugya, he had a whole plan how the Miyaldei should kill the kids. And he wasn't Midas Achzorius. He wasn't Midas Achzorius. And he was. That's for sure, not to say. I'm just saying he had a plan how to do it. But the Miyaldei, they knew the Eibishter didn't want this. That's why they didn't. one nekuda. There's another small nekuda. Say we have a couple of minutes. You see, a figure from Paris. Paris, as I'll say, what happened? Everyone asked, has a chayach. They didn't know Yosef. And I feel it was, there's two pshatim, either it was a real new king, or it was the same Paroi, and he changed his gzeiros. But in the Manashach, you have to say that he couldn't have not known Yosef. Everyone knew Yosef. Yosef was the most famous guy in the time. He saved all of the tribe. So either way, you have to say he changed his gzeiros. Either way, you have to say he made like he didn't know Yosef. Sorry, he made like he didn't know Yosef. What was pshat all of a sudden? Paroi made like he didn't know Yosef. Chazal say, Medrash, the Mitzvim came to Paroi and said, come on, let's get the Jews. Let's get the Jews, enough being friends with these Jews. Paroi said to them, Jews, how could we start up with the Eden? Yosef saved our lives, he said. Yosef saved our lives, how could we start up with the Eden? And they got mad at him, and they took him down from his throne. Took him down until, I think for 3 months it was, until he told him, okay, the Seder, no, let's go. And he came back, he ready. Let's get this Yidin. Let's get them. You see two Nikudas here. One, Akoros HaToiv, Afilu Paro, and Akoros HaToiv, yeah, he was a shtickle mensch, Paro. Akoros HaToiv, even when someone helps you, when someone's good for you, it says by Ruvain. What's Pshad? Ruvain had a soft spot for Yosef. Ruvain, he wanted to help Yosef when they threw him in the boat, he wanted to save him. Ruvain had a soft spot for Yosef because Ruvain said that he had a curse atoiv to Yosef. Ruvain was over a chait, and he was afraid that he was going to be excluded from the shvatim. Yeah. When Yosef had his dreams, he was included. He said he dreamt the 12 things bowed down to him. 12, meaning he included him in my name, and he said he counted me as part of the shvatim. He counted him as part of the shvatim in a dream. Ruvain had a curse atoiv for that. Kurs HaTayv, he dreamt it. Kurs HaTayv, a person does something good for you, a person does something nice for you. I think I told you this once. I know a guy when he was in Shaduchim. He was in Shaduchim, he had a little pad. He walked around with a pad like this. This is not it. A little pad like this. Some of the, he was in Yeshiva, he did it. I saw a punt when he was doing it off Shaduchim, but I think the whole pad was full of people that, anyone that read him a Shaduch, anyone that tried to help him in Shaduchim, he would write down, he owed them a Kurs HaTayv. He'd write down in his pad. Anyone that helped him, saved him a seat by lunch, I think also. I think he did. We write down anyone that did anything nice for him. You have to remember, he owes him a curse at life. But yeah, feel the power. Ah, what happened to Pyro the Mice in the end? Why was he? Okay, a curse at life is one thing. I was thinking of taking my malucha. COVID is garnished. What's this? COVID. Akino, a type of a COVID machine, I told him in oil. That's what happened to Pyro. And then he went to COVID. And then he couldn't see anymore. He was taken out of his world. Seeing us all the minoy lomoy. Seeing us all the minoy lomoy. Couldn't be himself anymore. COVID is at stake. That we understand. That you have to be a yid for. To override it. To work on yourself. To work on your midas. The Gaon says, midas, if a person doesn't, isn't put in this world, it doesn't change his midas. Lomali chayim. What's lomali chayim? What is lomali chayim? To shake a luluv. To put on tefillin. Yeah, there's plenty of mitzvahs you could do. I could be a master. Awesome. Leave me alone. Midas is just too difficult. So Solanta says it's easier to learn shas than to change a midah. Me, this is too difficult. Leave me alone, says the guy. The person's put into this world. Top of mitzvah. The change is midas. The break is midas. Become a good person. And that's the good part. I want a good person. Avoides Hashem. You're a Shemayim. That's why we have good midas. That's why we have the midas from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Right? So we emulate the Rebbeinu Shalom. Afu gam ato. Just like the Rebbeinu Shalom has certain midas, we also. We emulate the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tell him in the kim. The midas from the Rosh Hashanah Torah. That's where we learn midas from. Eibishter should help us. I feel it's harder than learning Shas. Maybe everyone should be able to learn Shas, but also to change them.